Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from thenaturalhomeschool.com, the place for homeschool and Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized teachers, nurture happy children, and create smooth and successful days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. How are you doing? I wanted to come on for homeschoolers just to welcome new homeschoolers. You might be freaking out about doing homeschooling this year. It's new to you. It's not something that you were expecting to do. And I just want to help dispel some fears or panic that you might be feeling right now. I want to invite you, if you're watching from the Natural Homeschool Facebook page, I want to invite you to our group, our Facebook group for homeschoolers. It's called the Natural Homeschool Community. You can find it just by searching for it and request to be added to it. We have about 1,400 or so homeschoolers in there. We share tips, we ask for advice, and it's just a safe place for homeschoolers. If you are new to homeschooling, you're welcome to join the group and the community, or to watch the shows on this page. If you are doing exclusively Montessori, then, or you're wanting to incorporate some Montessori into your homeschool, then you're welcome to join the other Facebook group called the Montessori Way Prep Room. I am going to be talking today about, let me show you this slide, three tips for new homeschool families. Maybe you are not new to homeschooling, but you are getting asked questions about homeschooling because you have been homeschooling for a while, and then you have friends that are new and they are freaking out. They don't know what to do. They're worried about the scheduling and the curricula and about, just everything that kids have to do and focus on. What if they're learning? What if they're not learning enough? And the money that it will cost and all of that. So if you are new, listen up and feel free to share. If you are on the Natural Homeschool Facebook page, you can share this video and have a watch party. And if you are a seasoned homeschooler, then you can definitely take these tips and have them with you so you can help other families as they are new to it and they are asking you for advice. All right. So I'm going to wait here for a minute for people to start coming on. If you are new to homeschool, you won't want to miss these three tips. They are instrumental to your success. And if you are not new to homeschooling, then these three tips are going to help you when new homeschoolers ask you for advice. So you might want to take note. They are simple, but they are very important and they're deep. So you will want to take note. All right. So these are three tips for new homeschooling families. I'm going to show you slide number one. Number one, you do not have to start doing schoolwork right away. It is important that you acknowledge and recognize the shift from moving from going to school into homeschool. So you don't have to immediately start doing schoolwork. What you need to do is have some bonding activities, bond together as a family. Now they're not only siblings, but they are actually classmates. And it's important that they understand the difference, as well as you are no longer just the parent, but you're also the teacher. And so it is important that you understand that there's no rush. You don't have to rush. You don't have to say, okay, I have to start school right away and feel all this pressure that if they don't start right away, they're going to be missing out or they're going to be behind. You will find out very quickly that homeschoolers actually have a hard time staying behind just because they get a lot more attention, more one-on-one attention. So they are able to advance at a faster pace. So they don't need as much time of schoolwork. So it is okay to not start with schoolwork right away. It is more important to focus on the relationship, to de-school, if you will, to kind of, this is a very strong word, but it is kind of a detox, you know, from that mindset of being in a box. This is what school looks like. So you want to start focusing on your relationships as a family, start bonding as a family, and you don't have to start doing schoolwork right away. I know that the situation that we have been in the last few months in the world with the pandemic and everything has really changed things around all of a sudden. There's no school all of a sudden. Things are changing all of a sudden. Everybody's stuck at home. So there are a lot of changes going on, and you don't want to add more stress to all of those changes. So don't start with schoolwork right away. You will do schoolwork, don't worry, but it doesn't have to start right away, okay? So remember that. Don't feel the pressure like I have to do school right here, right now. Focus on the relationship, setting up a special area for your homeschool. Make the children feel special. Make them a part of the process so they have a say on that special place that is going to be their homeschool area. If you're doing it at the dinner table, or if you're able to have a dedicated room for it, it doesn't matter. But it is important that you understand that you don't have to feel that overwhelm and that pressure, because children pick up on that. Number two, this is a big one. You do not have to recreate school at home. You do not have to recreate school at home. When I first started homeschooling my children, I came from an education background. I was a teacher for almost a decade, and I had the school mindset. So what did our homeschool look like? It looked just like a schoolroom. It had the alphabet letters lined up all along the walls, and it had the bulletin boards, and it had the colors, the color explosion everywhere. And it was just like a classroom. Just remember, you do not have to recreate school at home. That is the beauty of homeschooling. So little by little, I started to realize this very important fact. I said, listen, I took my children out, well, my children actually never went to school, to an actual school. They've always been homeschooled. But what I'm trying to say is that I specifically chose for my children to not go to school. And now I'm bringing them home and making my home look like a school. That sounds like a little backwards to me, right? And so I had to slowly but surely let go of that notion of our homeschool has to look just like a school. No, they are free to sometimes do their reading at the living room. They just sit on the couch. They don't have to be sitting at desks. We don't have desks. We sit at the dining room table to do our homeschool. We do have an office room where we keep all of our books and we keep all of our materials, but we actually have the dining room table for our school, and that's where we do most of it. The messy stuff, we do it in the kitchen, like the art and any science experiments, and when we're doing some cooking or for our homeschool, then we go to the kitchen. But that is the beauty of it. You don't have to recreate school at home. You don't have to waste money on different posters and colorful bulletin boards and things like that. And I'm not putting you down. If you like those things, go for it. What I'm trying to say is that if you are overwhelmed, you're a new homeschooler, you do not have to feel that pressure. So dispel that fear of, oh my goodness, I'm doing it wrong because I don't have bulletin boards, or I don't have the space for desks, or where can I find desks for my children? No, you don't need any of that. Your homeschool is your homeschool. You make it what you want it to look like. You don't have to recreate school at home. Say it. I don't have to. So step out of that box and dispel that fear of, oh my goodness, my home looks nothing like a school, and so my children are not going to learn. They're not going to be successful. No, that is absolutely not true. So I want to encourage you to take a look around at your home and say, you know what? This is a great place. A safe place for my children to learn. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look like a school. It doesn't matter if you don't have desks. It doesn't matter if you don't have everything that a school has. You can make it work. It happens every day all over the world. There are so many homeschoolers that are out there. So many of us out there, we do it every day, and our children thrive. They flourish. They do so well, and so will yours. I want to encourage you to remember this very important tip. Okay. And then tip number three.
Thank you for listening to the show. Stay tuned for more. Have you been wondering how to go about doing Montessori successfully or learn more about this wonderful method? Are you lost when it comes to planning Montessori lessons and know how to help children with this wonderful method? Are you constantly doubting yourself, not being sure you're presenting the lessons correctly to a child no matter what subject it is? Are you ready to become a centered organized Montessori guide, and nurture happy normalized children? What about loving the idea to know how to create smooth, successful Montessori days? Let me introduce you to the Montessori Way Foundation's framework, a 6-month journey to a firm foundation in the Montessori method. Visit us at thenaturalhomeschool.com/TMWFF.
Three. If you've missed the first two, I will recap at the end of this one, okay? So stay tuned. Tip number three, you do not have to spend a ton of money on curricula right away, okay? So you don't have to feel like you have to start schoolwork right away. You do not feel like you have to recreate school at home. And you do not have to spend a lot of money on curricula for your children right away. If you are a new homeschooler, it is better to wait. Why? It doesn't mean your children are not going to be learning. I'm going to give you some things that you can do in a minute. But curricula can be very expensive. And you haven't taught your children, so you don't know necessarily their learning styles. It is important that you spend time with them, that you get to know them academically from the academic standpoint. So you get to know them and you see, oh, they're more visual, they're more auditory, they're more kinesthetic. Instead of just freaking out, going out, I need something to teach my kids, and spending $500 per kid on curricula, all these textbooks, all these things. And then in the end, you come to find out that it doesn't work. It doesn't work for your child. It might work for one, but not because it works for one, it means it works for the other. And those of us that are seasoned homeschoolers have made that mistake before, where we just, oh, I have two children, so I'm just going to buy the first grade and the third grade of the same brand, the same curricula. And it turns out that it works out really great for the one and not so great for the other, because they have different learning styles. So you're wasting time, you're wasting money, and you're bringing extra frustration and overwhelm to you and your child. So it is better that you wait, that you have like free printables, or maybe those grade books that you can find, say like at Walmart or Sam's Club, and start working little by little. You're still learning, you're still doing something academic, but you're not breaking the bank on something that you don't even know if it's going to work. Remember, it is important to get advice. It is important to get reviews from other homeschoolers about curricula, but you also need to remember that they are giving you that advice based on their children and what has worked for them, not giving an assessment of your children and their learning styles. So it might work great for them, but it might not work great for your family. So just to save you time, money, stress, frustration, and your children, not to discount that, because they will be very frustrated too. It is better to wait on spending a lot of money on curricula. Get to know your children, spend time with them, see what their learning styles are. Start researching as you find out what their learning style is. Start researching what curricula out there will meet their needs in the best way possible, because you can buy curricula. Yes, you can spend all kinds of money. You can, you know, do trial and error, spend money, and then it doesn't work, then you have to buy something else. If that is your thing, that's fine. But if you want to shortcut that and you really want to get to the root of what will really help your child the best, then find out what their learning style is. And then you can do your research based on that. So it's like this funnel, right? You have all the curricula in the world, but as you start to get to know your child, then it starts to narrow down to less curricula. So in the end, it will be less work for you. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the millions of curricula, you are funneling it into the learning style for your child, and then there will be less to look at, and it will be easier for you to make a decision, either based on the preference that you have, or the money amount, because curricula can range in price greatly. So instead of going out spending $500 or more for each child in curricula, I really suggest that you take the time to funnel that, get to know your children, spend time with them. So you can still buy a book like those Summer Bridge books, or those grade books where they teach you a little bit of everything. They're really thick and they have a math section and a language section and a social studies and a science. Those are great to start with because, number one, you're not spending a ton of money, and two, your children don't feel overwhelmed to where all of a sudden they have these stacks and stacks and stacks of textbooks. They just have the one book, and you make it really fun and really easy, ease your way into homeschooling. And then as you get to know your children, you will get a better feel for what curriculum will work for each one, and then order that. So let me know in comments what you think, if this is going to be something helpful for you. I'm going to be recapping the three tips for new homeschooling families, just to go back to, you know, for those that missed it. Number one, you do not have to start doing school right away. Focus on relationship. Focus on your new life as homeschoolers. Create a great homeschool environment, a great homeschool area. Get the children involved. Get the children excited about it. And so take the time to do that. Don't feel like, oh my goodness, they're going to fall behind. Trust me, homeschoolers will catch up. Usually in school, children have to spend 7 to 8 hours of learning a day. Homeschoolers are able to spend 3 to 4 hours and cover the same material. So you are not going to fall behind, okay? And if you do, you will be able to catch up pretty quickly. Then the second tip is, you do not have to recreate school at home. You do not have to go out and spend dollars, hundreds of dollars, making bulletin boards and getting posters to post everywhere. Your home is not going to all of a sudden look like a school. So when people walk into your house, it's not going to look like a classroom full of posters everywhere and things like that. So it is important that you keep that in mind. It is beautiful to homeschool at home, and for your homeschool to look like a home, it doesn't have to look like a classroom. So if you do want to put a poster up, or if you want to put cards up or something, that's okay. You want to put some decorations, that's okay. But remember, if it's overwhelming you, if it's stressing you out, if it's a misconception that you have that your homeschool has to look like school, then just dispel that fear, okay? Just remove that. It is a misconception. No, your homeschool does not have to look like a school. And number three, you do not have to spend a ton of money on curricula right away. Get to know your children. Their learning styles are very important for you to be able to really gauge where your children are at. Some children are very hands-on. My daughter is very hands-on. She could be working with paint and clay and all things messy all day long. She loves everything hands-on. My son is more organized, and he will do artwork for 5 minutes and then he's done. So I have found this great balance, okay? And I'm not saying that every single time you have to cater exactly to every child. Sometimes children need to learn different learning styles, and that they do have to learn to adjust. For example, my son loves our music curriculum. He loves to learn about the famous composers and their lives, their lifestyles, the music that they composed, that they created. He loves to listen to it. And the curriculum comes with a book with the stories of their lives from childhood to death. And then it comes with a lap book and the CD with the music that they composed and all of that. And my son thrives in it. And then there's my daughter. She doesn't mind listening to the music, but going in depth into their lives and all of that is not her cup of tea. Do I say, oh, okay, you don't have to listen to this? Well, no, she's still involved because it is part of her learning. She does have to learn about music, and it's part of our curriculum. But what do? I print out coloring pages or pages where she can doodle as she's listening to Beethoven's Childhood or Mozart's First Concerto or whatever. And she's doodling, she's coloring, so she's still paying attention, but I'm still targeting her learning style. And then we have art. My son is not super excited about art, and my daughter could do it all day long. So what do? I give them the technique to do it, and he does complete it, and I make sure that he follows the technique correctly, but I don't make him linger in it. He's done, he's done. My daughter will want to do 2 or 3 or 4 artworks following that technique. And that is okay with me because she loves it. So I just let her go with it. So there are ways to balance things out. And there are ways for you to buy one curriculum and use it for everyone in the family. So if you have any questions or comments, I see Stephanie is commenting. She says, I love this. Thank you. Starting my second year homeschooling with 3 girls. Well, congratulations, and I hope that your year goes really, really well. So if you have any questions or comments about any curricula and about these tips that I shared, feel free to share this video with other homeschooling families that might be interested in knowing these tips. If you are a seasoned homeschooler and you are getting asked a lot about homeschooling now that we have so many new homeschoolers joining the ranks, then you will have these 3 tips to get to them. And they will think, wow, that is super helpful. These are the 3 tips that I have been giving new homeschoolers for years. I am just now sharing it in a Facebook Live. But these are the 3 tips that I always give families and they find super helpful. So let me know if you have any other tips that you also find helpful that you give to new homeschoolers. And I want to share with you real fast. I'm going to get the link and I'm going to share the link I created. I'm going to get it really fast. I created these back to school posters that you can download for free for this year. They're super, super awesome. And all you have to do is go to, my trackpad on my computer hasn't been working. So I have to use a mouse. So you're going to go to thenaturalhomeschool.com. That's all. You go to thenaturalhomeschool.com and today, the 2 newest blog posts there are 2 sets of first day of school, back to school posters that you can print out. They're beautiful. And let me see if I can share the screen. I'm going to find out real fast if I can share the screen with you. Oh, it's not wanting to do that. Okay. Well, I'll just share it with you. You'll be able to see it. Another time. So you go to thenaturalhomeschool.com and you're going to find the 2 printable sets for the first day of school posters. I have created the one that says back to school, one that says first day of homeschool, and then you have pre-K, kindergarten, and then all the way from first grade to 12th grade. You download the file, save it, and then you just print out the specific pages for the grades that your children are starting this year. And I have two different versions. We have the blue version and the green version. So make sure that you scroll when you go to thenaturalhomeschool.com, you scroll down and you will find 2. It says back to school printables and you will get to see the 2 designs, the green and the blue. Both are great. My daughter liked the blue, my son liked the green. You will see pictures and you will be able to get the free downloads there. And also feel free to share with your friends. So that's the end of today's talk. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope that you share it with your friends. I will see you soon. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose The Natural Homeschool Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with thenaturalhomeschool.com. I hope that you will use this training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.